to business college?
Practically 2 years.
Okay.
And then I took a course, my correspondence with the LaSalle Extension University, and got my diploma from them on August 28th, 1922.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
That's the extent of my education.
Okay, well, that's more than eighth grade education. And you told me last time you had only eighth grade education. That's more than that. Now, how about what social contacts? Your principal social contacts, church?
That is correct.
And that's what?
I have been identified with the St. John's United Church of Christ, which was formerly known as St. John's Evangelical Church. In Chicago. I was confirmed back in 1909 by the late Reverend Hugo Stummer. I went to Sunday school over there in from about 1904 until my confirmation, and have retained my membership in that church up to this present date.
You still go down there every Sunday?
Right.
Gee, that's something. And now, how about your parents? Where were your parents? Your parents both born in Germany?
Right.
What part of Germany now were they?
It was known as Pomerania, which is now under the jurisdiction of the Polish people in the city. And my father was born in the city of Stettin, and my mother in the city of Stolp, S-T-O-L-P, Pommern, P-O-M-M-E-R-N.
Both of them are from Pomerania, then?
That's right.
Both your parents are from Pomerania. And when did they come to this country?
My recollection is, from what I was told, approximately 1901.
Your parents came to this country in 1901?
And direct to Chicago. Excuse me. That should be 1891.
1891.
Right.
And you were born in 1894.
Excuse me.
No, that's okay. I just wondered.
Yeah.
I thought maybe.
Yeah, slip a tongue.
Sure. Oh, that's okay. Okay. Well, that's fine. I can. I'll get that out more fully next time. Now I'm going to just start asking you some questions about. We'll start here with this material here on bakery goods, and I just want to get your having owned a bakery shop, you should be pretty helpful here. How about did your mother ever make bread at home?
Yes, when we had our private homes.
Okay, what would she call it? How would you make a distinction between bread that was sold in the bakery and bread that was made at home? What would you call the bread made at home?
It was more nutritious.
Okay, but I mean, what did you call it? I mean, what would you?
Well, the German pronunciation was Roggenbrot, uh-huh. And which in English is rye bread,
uh-huh.
And then white bread, which was known as Weissbrot. And however, because my dad worked for a bakery shop at Chicago Avenue,
uh-huh.
Near Milwaukee, he brought home a number of bakery goods, so my mother did not have an extensive amount of baking to do at home.
I see. But when the loaves of bread that she did make at home, were they? How would you compare them in size and shape to the bread a loaf of bread that you buy at a grocery store or a bakery today? Were they bigger, large? Were they bigger, smaller, or?
Well, for our family of five, which would be three youngsters and my mother and dad, mm-hmm. I would say they would be somewhat larger than what you buy in the ordinary bakery
shop. Longer, or do they stand higher?